As they reached the guard station wagon, Garvey turned to Cole.
The therapist told you only about your physical healing. That's the easy part.
He pointed at Cole's head.
Healing up there is much harder. I don't know what the justice system will do with you now that you've burned your bridges. I'll stop by the detention center tomorrow and we'll talk.
I'll stop by too, Cole's mother said, her voice barely loud enough to be heard.
Suddenly, she reached out and hugged Cole, clinging to him. He heard her sob. Cole felt embarrassed but did not push her away. Instead, he placed his hands on her shoulders until she released him. He swallowed a big lump that had grown in his throat.
I'll be okay, Mom, he said,
crawling into the vehicle.
Fasten your seatbelt, ordered the guard.
As Cole fumbled with the buckles, he nodded goodbye to Garvey and his mother. Now what? He thought to himself. As long as he had been in the hospital, he hadn't worried much about the future. Each day had been filled with surgeries and follow-up surgeries, physical therapy, daily visits from his mother and from Garvey, and a constant flow of visitors from the circle wishing him well. Cole peered out the side window of the station wagon as they drove across town.
Would he end up going to jail now? And what would happen to his father? He couldn't picture his father in jail.
All too soon, the station wagon pulled to a stop in front of the detention center. Cole's pulse quickened as he eyed the familiar stark brick building. Obediently, he crawled out, letting the guard hold his elbow to escort him inside past the locked doors. He wore new clothes his mother had brought for him. All he owned now, including the Atau blanket, fit in the small duffel bag he carried over his shoulder. Cole found himself assigned to a different room than before. Not that it mattered. This one had the same plain walls, cement table, and bed. The only difference was the toilet. This one was dull green. The other had been tan. When the guard closed the door, Cole walked over to the bed and hung the Atau over the bed frame where each hour and minute it could remind him of the island. Then he sat down. He closed his eyes and drew in a deep breath. Sitting there, it was easy to remember the island. The storm, the cold, the lightning, the fallen tree, the dead sparrows, and the mauling. Now, he would find out whether he could still remember the gentleness of the spirit bear. When Garvey stopped by the next afternoon, he looked rushed.
Did you get settled?
He asked.
How do you get settled in a prison cell?
Garvey smiled and pointed to his head.
It's all up here.
Did you find out what's going to happen to me now?
Yes and no.
As soon as it can be arranged, the Justice Circle will meet again with you.
Because of what happened, they will probably relinquish authority over your case and send it back to the court system.
Then what?
Well, then, I'm afraid you go to trial and face sentencing.
A jail term?
Garvey nodded.
Most likely.
Cole looked down and picked at his thumbnail.
How are you feeling about that?
Asked Garvey.
I'm wishing I hadn't blown my chance on the island.
Garvey nodded.
We all have things we wish we could do over again.
Someday I'm going back to the island, Cole said.
Garvey glanced up curiously.
Any reason?
To see the spirit bear again.
The great white bear,
Garvey said.
You don't believe I really saw one, do you?
You saw something, champ,
Garvey said with a frown.
Something chewed you up and spit you out.
The bear didn't try to hurt me, Cole said.
Well, how do you know that?
Cole hesitated. When my dad uses a belt on me, I know he's trying to hurt me. I see it in his eyes. The bear was different. It was just trying to protect itself because I tried to kill it.
Ever wonder why your dad beat you?
Cole looked up, surprised.
I've never done anything to him.
I didn't say you did.
He just whips me because he's mad.
Garvey smiled.
Remind you of anybody we know?
When Cole didn't answer, Garvey shrugged and walked toward the door.
I have to run, champ, he said.
You think I'm lying about the spirit bear, don't you?
Cole blurted. Garvey paused in the doorway.
No, you're not lying. I think you believe you saw one, he said.